Now, to discuss Bez Hashem during these chaburas in the coming weeks is to focus on the idea of a Seder Hayom. What we mean by a Seder Hayom is that we go through each and every day in a routine which we do things, and it's very easy to overlook things which we do behergel, which we do every single day. And we tend to think that those things which are out of the ordinary, which are superfluous, which are just additions to what we do every day, that those are the things which are important, and everything which we do routinely is therefore lacking importance. So the idea is, in the coming weeks, in Meretz Hashem, to try to understand the Seder Hayom, to take apart the different mitzvahs, different routines which we do during these days, whether it's Tvarim Shebekdusha, davening, tefillin, tzitzis, learning Torah, giving tzedakah, etc. And also divrei rishus, which we do, whether it's achila, sleeping, masa umatan, the routine during the week, because that which is so common, because it's overlooked, it's something which needs extra chizuk. Before doing so, before discussing Seder Hayom, it's certainly important to discuss the whole inyan and the concept of Seder. To understand properly what it means, Seder Hayom, and why having Seder is so important. We see right away that the concept of Seder is super important from the Torah itself. The Torah begins, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan each and every day in the Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis. That day one was important because of the creations of day one, and how day two followed day one, and how day three followed day two. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went out on a mission, and it was clear from the Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis that there was thought which was put into how to go ahead and create this Bria, so that the Bria should be able to come to its tachlis. Shabbos is, of course, the tachlis. What Seder shows that there's a sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila, that you can see from the goal, from the end, that there was already thought which was taking place in the beginning. And Seder, therefore, means that things have been thought out, that they've been planned in advance. So when we come to Friday night davening, when we come to Shabbos, when we say the chadod of the kras kala, one of the things which we say when we come to Shabbos is sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. We see by coming to Shabbos that already by Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that there was a progress, that there was a plan, that there was an idea which was being born from the beginning of the week, that if not for that, we could have never have come to this day called Shabbos. So when we come to Friday night, we say right away, Atakidashes Yom HaShvi, Lishmechla, Tachlis, Ma'aseh Shemayim Va'aretz. That a whole davening, a whole week, we don't say the word Tachlis at all. Only when we come to the Friday night davening, we say, Tachlis, this is the goal, that we're finally here. And we see how all the weeks that they work together in a certain Seder in order to come and to bring us to that Tachlis. That's called Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila. The first time we mentioned Seder, I guess in the concept, in a Hekif Klali, in terms of Yiddishkeit, in the Seder Hayom, Seder Hashanah, is of course Leil Seder. Leil Seder is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the most popular word, the most conceptual understanding of what takes place on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim is called Seder. And of course, Seder means the birth of the Jewish people. Amzu Yotzarti Li Tehilasi Yisaperut. The Bnei Yisrael are born as a nation on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And being born as a nation brings together with it the concept of Seder, that there's a Seder which needs to take place. The opposite was true in Mitzrayim. Of course, the most difficult part of being in Mitzrayim was the fact that Bnei Yisrael was enslaved, that it was Avodas Parech. However, part of the Avodas Parech which the Mitzrayim imposed upon the Jewish people was the lack of Seder. Chazal tell us explicitly that it wasn't that the men were doing men's jobs and women were doing women's jobs. The men were doing the men's job, the women's jobs, and vice versa. The women were doing the men's jobs. What Chazal are trying to show is that Mitzrayim itself was a lack of Seder. There was no Seder in Mitzrayim. You didn't know what was day, you didn't know what was night. That they had to work around the clock, and there was no concept of the idea of Seder. It was lacking Seder. So therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim brings along with the Geula, it brings along with it the concept of having a Seder. That's why Chazal tell us that the Makos themselves had a phenomenal Seder. It wasn't just random. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, let's just do Dam first and then Tzfardeya. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was like a general going to war. Chazal say that Dam, like a good general, the first thing he does is that he cuts off the water supply. There should be no water supply in Mitzrayim. And then Tzfardeya was that he was shooting from afar. He was shooting cannons or he was shooting arrows from a distance before you enter into the city to siege the city. Right? Those who know a little bit about Melchama, they know that there's a whole Seder of Melchama. They have to know how to approach it. So therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim brings with it the concept of having Seder. A Seder to the Shana and to a Seder to the Jewish life. Because you can have all the pieces, you can have all the parts. But if you don't know how to use them, if you don't know how to use the manual, and the manual teaches you which parts, what they're for, and how to use them properly, you can have the most phenomenal opportunity. But everything is wasted. And Adarabba, what happens is that the opposite happens. That the more which you have, as long as even if the parts are so phenomenal, if you don't know how to use them properly, you're set up for the biggest disaster. It's the biggest catastrophe. It's the biggest waste of an opportunity when a person has so much at his disposal. And the opportunity is so great, and he doesn't know how to use them properly and in the right Seder of how to use them. We see this very clearly from the Pnimius HaTorah. And this makes for a very big difference between Niglus HaTorah and Pnimius HaTorah, and that from Pnimius HaTorah we see the concept of Seder very, very much. The Rizal tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, he created it by making Kalim, which are called Sfiros. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to create the world, and he aligned the Sfiros, he aligned them, the Arizal tells us, one on top of the other. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Or, and we're going very in Bekitzer, obviously, into very deep concepts, and he sent them through these Kalim, that being that they were aligned and set up in a way, one on top of the other, each Kali tried to contain all the light, and each one shattered one after the next. That's called Tohu. The Ari calls that Tohu. It's called the Olam of Tohu. That although all the Kalim were there, because they didn't know how to align themselves, and each one said, I'm going to take everything, it brought their downfall on the Shri of the Kalim. So what does it mean, the Olam of Tikkun, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreated the world in a way of Tikkun? So the Arizal tells us that he created it in a way of Partsuf, which means Kavim, that they knew how to align themselves properly. They're three on the right, three on the left, three on the middle, that they know the Seder in which they're supposed to go through. The difference between Tohu and Tikkun, therefore, means Seder, understanding the role of what you're supposed to serve and the order in which you're supposed to be serving. That's the difference between Tohu and Tikkun. It's not that there were more parts. It was the same parts. It's just that now the parts know what their role is and what their tafkid is and when and where they're supposed to be. So this is therefore a concept which emerges mostly and primarily from Pnimius HaTorah. From Sodas HaTorah, it teaches us how to have true Seder. And I'll explain a little bit what that means. You can say, basically, that there are three levels when it comes to lack of Seder and therefore Seder. Lack of Seder would be called Bilbul Hadas, a lack of Yishuv Hadas. You find that there are people that they have a lot to do, and they know what they need to do, but because there's no Seder to the job, to the operation, then everything is a bilbul, and it's just utter chaos and catastrophe. And then there's Seder, which means that you're able to get things organized. But there's what's called a higher Seder, which is called a Seder Ilah, which means that you know the pieces, and you know how they interact with each other, and how they complement each other also. That's very different than just having a Seder. So for example, let's say I wake up, and I say, you know what? I have a Seder today. I'm just going to learn the entire day. That's a Seder. But that's not called a Seder Ilah, because if you just have that and that's your Seder, then you're not fulfilling what Hashem wants of you. Hashem doesn't want that a Jew should just learn the entire day and ignore davening and ignore eating and ignore his wife and ignore his children and ignore everything else which he needs to do during the day. That's not going to work. You may have a Seder, so now you're not just bebillable, but you don't have a real Seder because you don't have the das to know that there's more than just creating something which is just straight like that. That's also called a shiur. You can align everything straight, but if it's just straight and they don't know how to complement each other, and there's no variety to the day in a way that it creates a certain shlemus, then that's not called Seder either. That's called a minimal Seder, and that may work for what's called the Niglas HaTorah. Just, it may seem like it's a Seder, but in Pnimius, that's not really a Seder. And ultimately, that will lead to a Shvira. That's why the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the word Seder stands for Sod Drush Remez. Sod Drush Remez. That you may have the pshat, and I'll peep pshat, it looks like you have some type of a seder when you're going, let's say, from this mesechta to the next mesechta to the next mesechta, and all you're doing is just learning straight. That may be a seder bechitzonius. But in pnimius, that's not real seder, because if it's lacking a certain drush, a certain remez, a certain sow to it, then that's not called real seder. As I mentioned not so long ago, that's why the word pirud is the osios Pei Reish Dalid, which stands for Pshat, Remez, and Drush. Because if you're lacking the Samech, then you don't have a Pardes. You don't have all the different fruits and all the different trees together. There's no Pardes if you just have only oranges. Pardes means that you have apples, you have oranges, you have grapefruits, you have strawberries. That's what a Pardes means. Pardes means it's an orchard of many things. And you only have that when you're able to incorporate a deeper outlook in terms of understanding what Seder is all about. Like you find by the Malachim. The Malachim we say every single morning. We say, Kula makabim olam ol malchus shamayim zamizeh, v'noistim be'ahava rishus alazeh, that they know how to work together, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can sing to me. But if each Malach wanted to say, I'm going to be the only one who sings, trying to outdo the other one, that's not called Seder. That's not going to work for Hashem. Hashem created a world of Seder, which means things complement each other, and they work together in order to bring out something beautiful. Like a picture. If you're just going to have only black on the picture, only blue, that's not going to make it into a museum somewhere. It's how you know how to use the colors, and you know which color and where the color goes and how they complement and work together, do you have a masterpiece. And the same thing is true in Avodas Hashem. Like you have somebody who really wants to serve Hashem very, very much, but if he doesn't have a deeper understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, and not just that, how to use this part of the day in a way which it complements the other part of the day, that's not called Seder. Maybe in Chitzonius it's called Seder, but not in Pnimius. That's not called zelazeh, working together in order to create a masterpiece for Hashem. Talmid Rabbi Akiva is a perfect example of this. Chazal tell us, Shlo Nogu Kavod Zelazeh. You can imagine they were very big maspinim and very great people. But the fact that they were Lo Nogu Kavod Zelazeh means that there was no achdus with each other. That's not called V'haftu V'chakamuchu, which is a zeklal gadol b'tzayra. And there's an extra tree on them because when does this take place? The Mises Rabbi Akiva, Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Between Pesach and Shavuos. If you don't understand how to be Noi Kavod Zelazeh, you don't understand Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechlal. Because the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim is having a Seder. And if you can't be Noi Kavod Zelazeh, that means there's no Seder between the Talmidim. You didn't understand Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you're back in Mitzrayim, you're back in Tohu. That's why Mises Rabbi Akiva. It means that you go back into Mitzrayim and you don't really leave Mitzrayim if you don't know how to be Noi Kavod Zelazeh. So this is the difference between Tohu and Tikkun. It's not about the pieces, it's about understanding and having the Das to know how to use the pieces and how to complement each other. The same thing is true when it comes to the Seder HaTfilah. Let's say Seder HaTfilah, for example. Seder HaTfilah means that although we look at a Seder and we see that there's a Seder HaTfilah, you make the Birchas HaShachar, you can't do anything before Birchas HaTorah, and then you work your way up during the Seder HaTfilah. So it would look like, from a very simple perspective, that the whole Seder HaTfilah is just kazeh, it just goes that way. And if somebody would come to you today, and he would say to you, you know what, today we're going to do En Kelokeinu in the beginning, and we're going to do Shema at the end, and we're going to do Yotzer in the beginning of the davening, you would say, okay, you know what, we say everything, and everything will go, and it's not going to make for much of a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekabel my tefillos. And in fact, al pi Niglas HaTorah, we know that there are parts of davening which you can skip, that we give certain priority. In davening, we say, of course, you can't skip Shemana Esrei and Shema, but if you're coming late to Pesukei Dezimra, there are parts which you can skip. Many of us skip the whole Indian of Korbanos. That works alpi Niglas HaTorah, alpi Hilchos HaTorah. Pnimius HaTorah has a different understanding of the Seder HaTfilah. Seder HaTfilah means that everything is in its place exactly where it's supposed to be, and you don't skip anything. Even if you come late to davening, you don't skip anything. I know there's a machlokas Rishonim, if you end davening and you skip Sukkot HaZimra, do you go back and do you say it? Some say yes, some say no. Alpi Pnimius HaTorah, if you miss Sukkot HaZimra, there's no going back. You just didn't get up to where you needed to go. It's like a ladder. Pnimius HaTorah is like a sulam. You begin in the beginning, and you work what's called through the Olam of the Asiya, to the Olam Yitzira, to Olam Habriya, to the Olam Havatzilis, and you work your way back. It doesn't pass to say in Kelokim in the beginning of davening. You're just saying words. Everything is supposed to be where it's supposed to be because they complement each other. And they're called Heichalos of Tefillah. And you can't skip Heichalos. You can't skip one rung of the ladder to try to get to the higher one first. You're just going to fall down. Everything in Pnimis HaTorah, from the Sodas HaTorah, opens up things in a way where it's not that we're anything to the Tefillah. The Siddur is the same. The Kabbalistic Siddur, the Siddur of the Baal Shem, is the same as what you learn using in your art school. It's the same Siddur. But it's understanding that there's a Tahalich, that there's a plan, that there's a Tachlis. And in order to reach that goal, every part of davening has to complement each other. That Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is there, and it's there, and we pick that one, not just randomly, we pick a Tehillim, we'll do Kuvav and then Lamed. It's not just randomness. Everything is exactly where it's supposed to be because it's telling you exactly what it's supposed to tell you. That if you say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis Adavid, there's something going on there about a Shir and a Chanukah Sabayis. It's not just random Shira. Everything is exactly where it's supposed to be. The same thing is true when it comes to the Seder of the week. Right? In Pnimis HaTorah, and although we're not holding in these places, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are very different Bechinas. But what I mean by Seder Hayom, of the Seder of the week, is that we can't treat every single day of the week the same. Primarily, let's say, Erev Shabbos. Right? If Erev Shabbos is the same as any other day of the week, then you don't know anything about Erev Shabbos. Then to you, it's just Friday. But Friday's not Friday. Yom HaShishi is not just another day like Yom Chamishi. Yom HaShishi is Erev Shabbos, which means to know that you understand and you're looking ahead and you see, hey, tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. Tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. That means Friday has to be different than the rest of the days of the week. It can't be the same. So let's say you're a very big masman and you learn all the time. If you do that on Friday, then you don't understand Friday. Then you just think it's Friday. It's not Friday. It's called Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says explicitly that Amoraim would take time to make a chanas for Shabbos. They would cook. They would sweep. Right? These are the biggest masminim, much bigger than in Lakewood. But they understood that on Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos. It's not just a regular day of the week. You have to know how to prioritize what it means, Erev Shabbos. And if you don't understand Erev Shabbos, you for sure don't understand Shabbos. Shabbos is a totally different day. That the tefillahs are supposed to be lichtig tefillahs, what it means, tzudas of Shabbos. Tzudas of Shabbos is not just another eating. It's not just another meal during the week. It's not breakfast, lunch, and supper. It's a chilul Shabbos to call tzudas Shabbos, to call lunch. We're going to have lunch now. Lunch? It's not lunch, it's Suda Shabbos. It's a whole different perspective. When you understand that every day complements each part of the day and the other days of the week. And the same thing is true with what's called the Zmane of the Shana. Right? You can't treat Chol HaMoed the same thing you treat every other day. If you're just going to learn all day Chol HaMoed, you don't understand Chol HaMoed. You don't make a quick lulav so that you can learn afterwards. That's what Hashem wants. And even the days preceding the Yomim Tovim, Chazal tells us explicitly, Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, there's a different halachas which have to be learned. You have to prepare for the Yontif. You don't just fall into Yontif. You don't just wake up one day and you just walk into a sukkah. You have to understand what it means, a sukkah, how to spend time in the sukkah, what it means, a matzah. You have to understand the pnimius of what these things mean. And of course, you have to know what it means in halacha. You have to know what it means in pnimius to understand the full picture and the beauty of this pardes of Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So although we say about Torah, Ein muktum u'me'ucher b'Torah, it doesn't mean chas v'shom that there's no Seder in Torah. Of course, Torah has a Seder. Of course, Torah has a Seder. What that means, Ein muktum u'me'ucher b'Torah, is that the Seder of Torah has a higher seichel than we understand. That Hashem begins with Ma'aseh Bereishis, very nice, but it doesn't just go on as a history book. It's not just a history book. Things are out of order, and it's not just the chronicles of the Jewish people. Ein muktam u'ucher means that there's a higher Seder than which we understand. It's not like that chitzoni is Seder, where we just put things in line like this, like that. That causes a shvira. Toru is the concept of tikkun. Toru brings us out of the tohu v'vohu. So therefore, being out of tohu v'vohu means that you're not going to have any shvira. It means that you have a deeper understanding of what Seder means, and that means that you know how things should complement each other and work together, and that's the type of a Torah which we have. Not just in order how things progress, but how things work with each other. Why we say smuchim we darshan smuchim, but why this one needs to be next to that one. Right? If it was just an order of priority, it would be a totally different Torah, but it's not. It's written in a way where things complement each other, that they work together with each other so that you can understand fully each part of the Torah the way it's supposed to be. And that's the same thing when it comes to Leil Seder. You take a look at the Seder on the night of the Seder, it doesn't look like there's any Seder. What's going on over here? All the Rishonim and the Mefarshim ask, why did we begin with Kadesh? Really, Urchus should be before Kadesh. And if you ask yourselves, if it was really in the Seder, if I had to make a Seder, according to my Seichel, I would say, you know what? Let's begin with the Magid, and then we'll all eat all the matzahs together, and we'll drink all the kosos together, and then we'll go ahead and we'll bench and we'll sing afterwards. That would be my Seder for the Leil Seder. But it's not. Chazal said, you know what? You're going to drink this kos here, and then you're going to break it up with a yachatz and the kos over here, and then a kos like that, and then this matz over here, you'll break it here, and this matz over there, what's going on over here? And there's a chiv to ask what's going on over here. There's a chiv to ask, and if you don't have children, who should ask? You have to ask yourself, because what that means is that you have to be motzi yourself on the night of the Seder, not just from a lack of yishuv adas and bilbul adas, but from the bechina of a lower Seder to a higher Seder. You can't just be in that mochin dekanas of what you think is Seder is just because it's in a straight line, that's called Seder. How things complement each other, that Kaddish and Urchatz complement each other, how Tzafen and Baruch work together. There's a whole Seder which comes out from Pnimius HaTorah much, much more so, not just in the Siddur, not just in the Zmani Hashanah, or just even in the week, but it's just Ba'ofen Klali, how it is, and that really shows a person whether he's a Pardes, whether he's a Mensch, or whether he's Pirud, or he's really lacking. What the Arizal calls you, whether you're Rishus HaYochid or you're Rishus HaRabin. That's the difference in these things. That's really what it means, having a Seder of Yom. Whether you're in the Choshech or you're in the Or. As the Pasuk says in Iyov, Tzalmaves velo Sedarim. If there's a lack of Seder, that's called Tzalmaves. That's called that you're walking in darkness. Gei Tzalmaves. And that's why on Minchan Shabbos, by Shalosh Shiddes, right before we go back into the week, we say Mizmor L'David three times, and we say, Gam ki eidich begei Tzalmaves. I'm preparing myself to go back into the Yemos HaChol, back into that Bilbo. I'm leaving the Tachlis called Shabbos. And I say, Gam ki eidich begei Tzalmaves, even though I'm going back into that Tzalmaves, and I don't really see things clearly during the week. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help me through those times. I'll just conclude with one thing which I heard from Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal, who I had this chus to know in Eretz Yisrael. I didn't hear many things from him, but one of the things he told me was as follows. We were once sitting together and discussing what it means to be a Ben Toru and how to go in Avodas Hashem. And he said, the difference between a Katan and a Gadol, a person who has a small Seichel and a big Seichel, you can see from a mashal of chess pieces. He sees that if you give a child chess pieces, what will he do with them? He'll look at the horse, and he'll look at the rook, and he'll play with them like this. He won't know what to do with the board. He won't know what the pieces have to do with each other. Right? He'll think that the most important piece is the pawn, probably, because there's the most of them. So many pawns, it must be really important. Then if you give it to somebody who knows a little bit about chess, and you start to teach him a little bit, so then he knows how to play chess, but if a beginner who learns how to play chess, he really doesn't know how to play chess. He's going to make mistakes, and he's going to lose, and he doesn't really understand the whole chachma of the game. But if you give it to somebody who really is an expert, he knows the value of each piece, and he knows exactly how and where to use each piece, which box is appropriate for this piece, and he has a whole plan, he has a whole tachnit of how he's going to be able to capture the other one's king, and he knows exactly how to use the queen and why the queen is valuable, etc., etc., and how the boxes, they complement each other and the pieces complement each other. So this is the difference between a real Ovid Hashem and somebody who doesn't know. You get people that they can go through life of a whole Seder Hayom of Avodas Hashem and not know how to use the pieces, and if they know how to use the pieces, how the pieces complement each other, and that's the only way you can win. The Yitzhahara is very smart. The Gemara says every day the Yitzhahara is miskaber on us. And it's only somebody who is a real chayil in Avodas Hashem that he knows how to use his teammates and how to use all the gifts that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us throughout the day, how to use tefillin, how to use tzitzis, and how to complement tefillin, why we do them during davening, and how to learn, and when to learn, and what to learn, and how to use the whole parts of the yom. Is that called a true Seder Hayom that we can maximize every single day, that we should be zeichet to that tachlis every single day? The Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us as we continue forward in this journey and learning about Seder Hayom. We should be able to be zeichet to a true ha'ara and to know how to use our days properly. Bezes Hashem. Shkoyach.